This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Save Family Farming sent a letter to Department of Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta last week in order to bring attention to abusive actions by his agency towards farmers. Director Gerald Barron says recent lawsuits don't seem to be in line with the administration's message.
You know, we have a change in administration, so a change in leadership, but the vast majority of the workers in these government agencies do not change just because there's a change of leadership at the top.
Barron says that's why they suspect the DOL's baseless lawsuit filed last week against Sukuma Brothers Farms is being done under the radar.
And because we see some of the activities coming out of the Department of Labor that look like they're in alignment with the union activists and what they're doing, and the press release that we were complaining about submitted on February 27 for activities that date back 5 years ago, certainly seems to be part of a political alignment with the activists.
Barron says they're going straight to the top.
We have appealed to Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta to say, please be aware of what staff people within your department are doing and how they are supporting, well, you know, what the activists are doing to try to put an end to the guest worker program.
Barron says the allegations in the suit appear to be in lockstep with those made in years past by anti-farming groups and activists targeting the guest worker program. Listen tomorrow for more on this letter and the message behind it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.